Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm really excited to be here today. I've got a little bit of extra energy kind of boiling through me right now, as you can see. And I can barely contain how excited I am about tonight's episode. I've been waiting on this for a while. Thank you, everybody, for joining in, for streaming in. Guys, if this is your first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show, let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. And you say, well, Travis, I've been listening to the show all the time. You've been streaming on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify and on iHeartRadio and on Pandora. It's part of my daily routine. Well, thank you so much. And whether you are joining us here in the United States or in Canada, or maybe you're joining us in South Africa or in Mexico, in the Philippines or Tobago, wherever you're joining us, thank you. I'm so glad that you're taking out your time and being here today. Guys, sit back, relax. Thank you for coming on in. This is going to be another amazing show. And I don't want to say another like it's routine. There's nothing routine about this show. But thank you, everybody, for joining in and making this show so successful. Guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, listen, I know someone that has a story that would be fantastic on your show, but I don't want to come on the show, man. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Drop us that information anyhow at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. See, you don't even have to come on the show and get on the camera. Everybody knows here at TMG, guys, we have a couple of affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that sponsorship information, get that out the way really quickly. Once I do, we're going to come back, add to everything, and we're going to dive into this show because this is going to be good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Please use the special information. The links are in the chat. And if you are not watching this right now live on Facebook or X or wherever, you can listen to it and you will hear where you can go and get some great deals. Visit the sponsors. Guys, tonight's episode is going to be so amazing. And if you're looking behind me and you're wondering what this is, May, as you may not know it, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm pretty big on that because a lot of what we deal with has to do, it all starts up here in our heads. Mental health awareness is very important, and you may not know it, but taking care of our mental health should be a priority. It is the same manner, in the same manner we should prioritize our physical health. Mental health conditions can cause difficulties in all aspects of life, including relationships with family, friends, loved ones, and in our community. Now, according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, every one in four people suffer mental health issues of varying degrees and intensity. Around the world, more than 792 million people have been diagnosed with mental disorder or illnesses. Recognizing, listen, we need help. It's not always easy, but it pays off in the long run. If you feel you need help, reach out to a mental health professional in your area. And you can also call or text the National Crisis Hotline at 988. There you go, guys. Listen, guys, I don't want to delay this anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and begin this show by showing you a very quick video that you may like. This video is a video that kind of encapsulates what we're talking about. And if you haven't caught it, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Capes. Yeah, tonight's episode is entitled Capes. When you see a cape, what do you think of? What come across your mind? So I'm going to go ahead and play this quick video. This is a video of me and my grandson. He happens to be wearing a cape. Here we go. You got to zoom this way, Amir. Come on. Come on, Mr. Zoom. Zoom. Well, there you go. That's my grandson, Amir. He was at an event of diabetes type 1, and he likes capes. So he puts on his cape. He likes to zoom and pretend that he's flying. Now, I like to think that many of us have imagined our own selves doing the same thing. I have. I put on a towel or a sheet around my neck as a kid, ran around the house, pretend I'm flying and zooming. I like to think many of us have imagined ourselves as a hero once at a time or one time or another. I have. And we would pretend to zoom through the air, much like Amir did in that video. Most heroes wore a cape. And as they would run or fly through the air, their cape would trail behind them, dancing in the... But what made them a hero wasn't the cape. What made them a hero wasn't the colorful outfit. What made them a hero is their willingness to face a challenge the others couldn't or would not. In today's fast-paced society, there are all types of challenges. And one that has been coming to the forefront is mental health. Today's special guest will be talking about why our mental health is important. What does it mean for us emotionally and mentally when we face our tough challenges, and practical and ways to become our own hero? Guys, do me a favor. Give me a huge TMG welcome for our guest, Cynthia Hyatt. What's up, Cynthia? How you doing?
You are the best. So fun.
It's gotta bring it, Cynthia. You know me. I got to bring it. This is how I am all day. Cynthia, oh my God. So glad you're here, man.
Thank you. I am too. I love what you do.
Thank you so much.
You need to wear a cape all the time.
You know what? I've got, when I was a kid, I promise you, I had a cape out of everything. It was a bed sheet. I saw a cape. They made me folding towels. I saw a cape. Saw a shirt. Oh, they said shirt's too big for you. That's a cape. I would put it on. I'd ride my bike with my cape on. I'd go to the house. Zoom. If it's raining outside, who cares about a rainy day? I got a cape. Oh, man. I promise you, Cynthia, that's the kind of person. And just like my grandson, I would be Zooming. I would get the Zooms. Yep. And I'm excited that you're here, guys. Cynthia has been here before multiple times. I'm excited. I got Cynthia Hyatt back on the show. There you go.
And there was a lot of effort, so I'm glad you were wearing your cape when you got me on the show.
See?
Because it always happens.
Yeah, you have to just pull it out every now and then, just tie it on. Cynthia, thank you so much for agreeing to return to the show. Yeah. Again, I'm excited that you are joining us. I can't believe it's been another year since you've been on the show. Absolutely amazing. You always add such value to everyone that listens. You bring so much to us. I love watching what you do on Instagram. I love watching the things you post on LinkedIn. I love following you. I'm always there following you and commenting. So I am there. I tell people when I invite you to the show, it does not end there. I continue that relationship with everyone. And I like that. It makes me feel really good to have wonderful people like you in my life and in my corner. It does.
Thank you.
Cynthia, capes, yeah. Capes. When I think about a cape, Cynthia, the first thing comes to mind is a hero. So, you know, I think of a hero. I think about somebody who's going to rescue. So rescue me. You know, the heroes always wore those capes. Until I saw people like The Flash who never wore a cape. But when I saw a cape, it always represented something. You speak with individuals, Cynthia, from various walks of life. I know you do. From what you do, you speak with people from all walks of life. Why is it important that we face those things which challenge our mental health? Why is that so important? Because you speak to people from everywhere. And they'll say, well, it's not that important. Or they say, well, this is more important. But why is it so important that we begin to face those things that challenge our mental health?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you're asking that question, because a lot of what's happening now in our society is instead of facing it, we just are maybe ignoring it or having more alcohol than we normally do, or going to the doctor on a regular basis with another type of medication that might make you feel better. And so a lot of what I do with clients is saying to them, the best thing that you could do is just change the way you think. And so it's like, and it's not necessarily easy, because it's kind of like a groove. It's like once I have thought something enough times, it is like a superhighway in my brain.
Correct.
It takes me right to that. And so it's hard to resist the thought, right, if I've practiced it for a long time.
Exactly.
Yes. And so a lot of this is being able to say to yourself, you know, do I believe everything I think? I say to clients all the time, do you believe everything you think? For heaven's sake. You know, and so I can stop a thought process. Now, some of them are not easy to stop, especially if we practice for a long time.
Correct.
That means we have a super highway in our brain that goes, oh, we're going to go down that curve, right? Instead of an original thought.
So exactly.
What we want to do is we want to say to people, hey, if you have a thought and it's causing you to feel heavier, right? Well, that would be the place to stop and say, is the heaviness because I've done something wrong, I've gone against mm-hmm. my value system, then I probably should feel bad. I would
Correct.
Hope you, right? That makes you a safe person.
A safe, exactly.
Yes. Now, if you are stuck on a thought that you keep believing is true, and it isn't, and see, you and I, as Christians, I mm-hmm. remind my clients all the time, the famous verse that has set me free so many times is when God said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So when I work with clients, I say to them, you know, it may feel uncomfortable or harsh or whatever I'm saying, but what happens is you feel better.
Correct.
And
Correct.
So, we, you know, it's like that's the difference between somebody shaming me. I don't feel better when they shame me.
Yes,
but somebody just simply telling me the truth, right?
Exactly.
We can say the truth kindly, okay? We don't have to, like, throw
people Yeah, be abrasive with it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a scouring pad.
Right. So you always want to say to yourself, you know, I am allowed to and I should be challenging my thoughts. And see, in society right now, we are lazy thinkers. We believe everything we think. And I'll say to my clients, do you actually believe that? Do you believe that? You know, it's like I have, like, let me give you an example. If I have someone that struggles with an eating disorder, they're anorexic, right? Sure, they're fat. And I say, okay, is that the truth? Well, I feel fat. Okay, I feel a lot of things, right?
I know.
Yeah, and as a woman in America, I feel fat, okay? That is just part of our society. Now, I can either go with that feeling, okay, or I can say, I don't think it sounds right, and absolutely, I'm at the right.
Correct.
Even if I don't like how I look, that still doesn't mean it's wrong.
That's good.
I have to adjust what I'm expecting of myself, and, you know, and so the hardest part about this is, I remind myself, I remind clients all the time, you only get one body. Like, there's no body store that you get to go and buy a new car.
I'm going to trade this one in and get another one.
Exactly.
Not the right size.
Yes. And so the other thing I remind clients that has helped me tremendously, because part of the way I got into this business was I had anorexia very badly.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so I understand a lot of these things. So one of the things I had to learn was, and I say this to my clients all the time, feelings are very real. But not always true.
It's true.
And so I'm going to honor a feeling and see if it's true.
Mm.
I'm not going to immediately believe the feeling.
Correct. Exactly.
Yes. So it's one of those things where it's tough to, like, change the way you think, because we have all these, you know, neural nets in our brain. And the more we practice them, they become super highways.
It's a deeper groove. So Yes,
and so it's hard to not think a thought that you have practiced for a long time. It's kind of like if I get in a car and I'm driving to my office, I've been there a million times, I don't even have to look, I don't even have to think about it because I've memorized it. So many times when it comes to our thought process, we have to say to ourselves, if I'm not careful, I will memorize that thought.
Ooh.
Is that really what I want to think?
Wow. So what we're dealing with, sounds like, Cynthia, a lot of us, what happens with us is we practice a thought. Mm-hmm. We practice that thought. And as we practice that thought more times and more times and over, the more we practice it, the more our brain will just say, okay, I'll expand and I'll include that thought right here. Mm-hmm. So every time something either triggers this or you're in a situation related to this, you're going to think this and you're going to practice that thought again. Because,
exactly,
guys,
right.
let me help you out. Every action is just a thought that was practiced.
Yes, I love that. Way to go.
Everything we do, we practice it up here first. Everything, a new task, a new job, a new song. Think about the songs that we sing. And you know how it is when you hear your song on the radio or Spotify or whoever, you go, oh, that's my song. Turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't your song until you start practicing the lyrics in your head.
I know.
Come
I know.
On.
And then you believe them. It's like a prayer or something.
And then you're believing, like, oh yeah, that song speaks to me every time, because you continue to practice the words in our head.
I just thought about this verse in the Bible. Mm. And this one says, for as a man thinketh within, so
there.
He is.
God, I told you.
I mean, if that's not telling, okay, for as a man thinketh within, so he is.
So
it means that I can believe all kinds of thoughts that are not true.
Believe them. Everything I can believe about me can just not be true. And that's why it's so important. We've got to face these difficult things. We want to, a lot of times, difficult conversations with ourselves we don't want to have, difficult moments with ourselves we don't want to have. It's important we face these things with ourselves, Cynthia, because we've already doing them. Oh, I don't want to talk about it, but you're doing it.
And see, what I remind people is, you know, one of the ways that God created this universe, right, is triune, okay? So you know what a triangle is.
Yep.
So when I talk to clients and I say, you know, here's another triune for you, me, myself, and I. How do I talk to me about myself?
Ooh.
And see, that helps me to go, okay, so just because I feel it, doesn't make it true.
Correct.
Truth always sets me free, even if it's a hard truth, right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, and so
that's a good one.
Recognize that there's all these different triunes. We have me, myself, and I. We have past, present, future, right? And this is kind of how God made, that's part of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that we are careful about the triunes that we create in our head, yesterday, today, tomorrow, right? And this is where we recognize that, wow, that's kind of how things are made and strengthened. So these thoughts that we have, if we practice them a lot, they become automatic.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
and
correct.
That's difficult to undo.
Correct.
It's very possible, and it's a very important endeavor for all of us to undo our bad thinking.
And here's what I learned, Cynthia. Those things that we have to address, our mind doesn't know morally whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because we are the ones who assign a moral code to it. Our mind says, this is the way you're thinking, this is how it is. This is the way you're thinking, this is how it is. And, you know, it doesn't know if your writing on the wall is a bad thing. Your mind says, you like writing on the wall? You're going to write on the wall. If you keep doing it, every time you see a wall, you're going to want to write on it. Regardless of what the behavior is, all the mind knows is it's a behavior, it's a thought, and it's going to continually want you to do it because we've been doing it all our lives. And there are things that we've been doing all our lives, Cynthia, and we've been doing them on autopilot.
Yes, yes, because they become very efficient. They become superhighways in our brain. So
wow.
We don't have to generate the thought. It does it for us.
It does it there. Your brain is, man, I told you guys. He said, but Travis, I thought you were talking about capes. We're getting there. I promise you guys, you watch this. So some people feel that mental health challenges are not as important as they are told. You know, people say, oh, they're just blowing stuff up. They're making too much out of that. There's no way in the world this all of that into it. If it was that important, somebody would have said something. Was that important, someone would have done something by now. How does this kind of perspective, this kind of perspective add to the growing numbers we see with individuals who find it hard to emotionally handle challenging situations? Because if you come tell me that, man, don't worry about that, it's okay, it's not that bad, it's not that hard, and then you got people over here who are struggling to handle tough challenges, but everything around them is saying, it's not tough, it's okay. You know, go rub some dirt on it, walk it off, or go pray about it, it'd be okay. No. I'm still dealing with something that's mentally challenging me, and I'm in a tough situation mentally, emotionally. I don't like who I see or who I am, and you telling me just go pray? No, I need something different than that. How does something like that kind of perspective add to the growing number for people who are, it's tough for them to handle things.
Well, think about, you know, when we talked about the triune of a parent, adult, child, okay? So I say to my clients frequently, where is your adult? Where did the adult go? You're talking to me from the child, which is fine because that's important to address, and I need to be a good parent to myself. But little kids believe everything they feel, and little kids believe everything they think, everything they see. This is why we want to cloister them in some ways from the world, because they're not yet ready to discern what is true or what is a lie. And so we have to also protect our own mind, our own heart, our own gut, so that we're hearing the right things and so that we're able to walk out those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We when you know you're feeling some kind of way. It doesn't take someone like Cynthia to do what she does for a living. It doesn't take someone coming along. You know how you're.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Feeling. You know it does something that's not right. You may not be able to describe it, or you may not be able to put words to it, but it's a, you know, it's something there, you know, listen, that, it's just nothing. That kind of perspective has kept so many of us, so many people still dealing with the same thing that they could have gotten help with 20 minutes ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And we walk around with that, well, it'll be okay. It'll go away. I have news for you. It does not go away.
Well, and think about that, because this is where somehow our country has mixed up like how we take care of ourselves. Like people are thinking that if they, you know, get boob jobs, if they get, you know, lips, if they have, you know, hair, if they're going to go to the gym every day. And I'm not against taking care of your body, but recognizing that your body doesn't go to heaven with you. Okay, it's going to become dust.
It stays here. Yeah. It goes back to nowhere.
That's right. And so we have to be grateful for our bodies and recognize that there's a time limit on this body. And there is not a body store that I go and, you know, check this one out.
Let me get another one.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have to be careful recognizing that if we're not taking care of ourselves, which is what parents are supposed to teach children.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Themselves. So valuing myself does not mean I'm like giving myself all kinds of like wonderful things.
Lavish things all the time. Yeah.
It's really about where's my adult? Where's the adult that's making the decision for me? Because it sounds like I'm listening to the teenage part of me.
That right there hit so hard right there when you said, who's speaking to you? The adult version or the child version of you?
Yes. And children, we have to remind ourselves, are very relentless. Okay? I have an inner child in me that wants what she wants.
Wow, man. Let me tell you something.
Be careful, because if I just give in and say, okay, I'll just give Cynthia what she wants, then I usually have a whole lot of messes to clean up later.
I'm with you. Been there. I know that part. And there are people that's listening right now shaking their heads, whether you're driving, you're at work, or maybe you're watching this live right now on YouTube or X or LinkedIn, and you're going like, geez, Cynthia, ouch, that hurts. I'm with you. The overall accepted consensus, Cynthia, is when a person seeks help, this mm-hmm. is what gets me, though. That when a person seeks help, the overall consensus is when a person is looking for help or they ask someone for help of any kind, really, especially about this, for help, they also risk appearing weak.
Right.
You know, that age of saying, if you're asking for help, then you're weak. You know, if you're asking for help, especially men. Oh, my gosh. Especially mm-hmm. men. You shouldn't have to ask for help if you're a man. If you're a real man, you would need no help.
So, this is what when I work with men, because I like working with men. They are game. They are game, okay. Once they get it, they go on with it. I mean, I don't have to necessarily follow up with them. Okay.
We got it.
Yes. So what you want to remind yourself is, that this whole idea about, you know, now I'm going to look stupid or I'm going
right.
to look weird or, you know, all of that is what you want to say to yourself is, okay, so if my car is breaking down, am I embarrassed to go see the mechanic?
Exactly not. No. You try to, even if you have to tow it in there, it's getting there.
Absolutely. Yes. And you want it fixed perfectly.
Exactly. And not only do you want the problem that caused you to come in there fixed, you want them to find what's wrong with anything else.
Exactly.
And you tell them, if there's anything else, fix it also.
That's right. And see, I remind men all the time, you know, because they're like, I don't need to go to the doctor, and they don't want to be weak and all of that.
Right.
So I remind them, I say, okay, so let's talk about your car, right? And they're like, what about my car? And I say, how much time do you spend on it? How much money do you spend on it? How much do you love driving it around and showing it to everybody, right?
So, you got them where it hurts.
Yeah, this is your this body is your vehicle, right? You can't, you know, nobody can be on this earth without a body.
Exactly. You get them where it hurts, Cynthia. Oh, my gosh. You get them where it hurts. They can't say anything after that. It's right. Jeez. She's right. Take my car in.
Right. But you won't go to the doctor.
That's
right.
You won't talk about how you felt that situation made you feel. How right. when the company fired you and you had no notice of it. You want to talk about the divorce. You want to talk about the issues that's going on. You want to talk about the thing that happened to you when you was a child. And I get it. Again, everything isn't easy to talk about. But you know those feelings are there. It's, oh, no, it's gone. I'm over it. One thing, and it triggers you.
This is one of the best things that I have figured out, especially for men,
mm-hmm.
is I say to them, you know, if you know that you need to see the doctor, you know you do. And one of the things that you can do to help you is to say, I don't have to be doing it for me. I can be doing it for my family. I can be doing it for my coworkers. I can be
exactly.
doing it. You know, so you don't have to say, because men have a tendency to not want to do all of that for themselves. Now,
correct.
Okay, now that doesn't mean that you don't go to the gym, okay, to become as big as possible, right? that's not what we're talking about. But it's really recognizing that, wow, the best thing that I could do for all the women, children, pets, coworkers, you know, that I work with is take care of me so they don't
exactly.
have to worry about that.
So they don't have to deal with it later on in life.
That's
you know,
right,
the decision
right.
that I'm making, well, the decision I'm making now, they don't have to deal with that.
That's right. And they can learn from men because, see, men are game changers. You know, once they decide, see, I don't have to see them nearly as long as women. Okay. See, women just keep coming back.
Men, once we get it, we're like, oh, okay,
that's right.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm going.
That's right.
I'm going.
And see, once they get over this feeling like I shouldn't have a problem,
mm-hmm.
they are like, they are rock stars.
And yeah. that's what a lot of people, gets a lot of people, Cynthia, we feel like there isn't a problem in the first place. We feel that there's something wrong with us in the first place. Well, I don't need to go talk to nobody. I don't need to go. And I'm good. Let me help you out. Look at me in the camera. People look at me in the camera. Get close to the radio. Get close to what you're listening to. If you've been dealing with it for 30 years and it hasn't gotten better, or 20 minutes or 20, it's not going to.
That's
because
right.
What you're doing is not correcting it. You're not repairing it. You're not fixing it. You have anesthetized yourself to the situation, to the pain, to the trauma, to whatever it is. And whatever is going on, it's still going on. And whatever age you were when it happened, guess what? Your mind is still there at that point.
That's right. Exactly.
If you were 16, mm-hmm. there's a 16-year-old version of you that's still trapped in there, that's still dealing with it. And certain situations will trigger it out. And like you said earlier, right. Cynthia, we thought we was talking to the adult version of you, and we end up with the teenage version of you.
Yes.
And we're all looking like, what happened? Because that person came out. It takes courage, though.
Yes,
I learned those. It takes courage admitting you cannot handle something on your own. The strongest individuals aren't the ones who are bulletproof, but the ones who know how when to get out of the line of fire. One of my favorite superheroes is The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't familiar with The Flash, guys, he just runs really fast. He's not bulletproof. He just runs really fast. But a Flash is one of the strongest and greatest heroes, not because bullets can bounce off of him, because he knows when to dodge them. He knows how to get out of the way really fast. His superpower is not letting them bounce off of him. This dodging him.
But see, you know what we're talking about, and this would be for another show, okay? We have gotten our culture to not have any logic, okay? It's like how do you think like that and then think it's going to work?
And think it's going to work!
I know. No, it's like, wow, you know, if I put my hand on a hot stove, it will get burned, period. And it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean because, you know, it just means that's what happens. And it's always going to happen.
It means that situation was there waiting to happen to me. All I had to do was line up with it, and it happened to me. But the Flash is not bulletproof. He just dodges bullets. He learned.
He's smart enough to not let them hit him because he knows what they will do. So he runs faster.
Exactly.
And dodges
the bullet. You know what? I'm just not going to. I know my power is not in absorbing this bullet. My power is getting out of the way. That's it. That's his power.
Right.
So it's the strongest individuals, though. They aren't the ones who are bulletproof, but they're the ones who know when to get out of the line of fire. And only you know what has you feeling like you're in the line of fire. Maybe it's a family matter. Maybe it's something with your marriage. Maybe something with your children. Maybe it's work-related. Maybe it's something that happened 10 years in your family or 10 years to yourself. Maybe it's something that happened and you can't talk about it, so you can't talk about it. Maybe it was molested. Maybe it was something that happened. And whatever's going on, you're the only one knows that feels like you're in the line of fire. If it's not one thing, it's something else. It's one thing right after the other. And you feel like you're taking one shot after the next shot. I dodged this bullet, but I get hit by this one. I keep getting hit. And you feel like you're in a line of fire. Only you know what you feel like you're in a line of fire. Listen, you get hit by one thing, then you get hit right back by something else. You don't have to block everything. Let me help you. You're not meant to block everything. I really believe the reason we have legs and we have mobility, even if you're in a wheelchair, even if you're confined to a bed with rollers on it. I believe the reason we've been given mobility is because you weren't designed to block everything. Some things you were designed to move out of the way of. Some things you were designed to avoid. You weren't designed to stand there and be the shield to block anything. Sometimes the best way to see another day is knowing when to get out of the line of fire. Sometimes you can rescue yourself just by moving. You ever see what the little kid in the street playing? And we always tell the kid, don't play in the street. Why? Because you can get hit. Sometimes you can rescue yourself just by moving. Sometimes you can save yourself by getting out of the way, by realizing I can't handle everything myself. Let me just get out the way, Cynthia.
Well, see, some of that is, you know, one of the problems that we're having is we've lost critical thinking skills.
Exactly.
See, and critical thinking means, okay, so if I stay in the street and get hit by a car, right, then, and I'm thinking that, well, I'll just get back up and then I'll be a hero. Okay, maybe, but probably not, you know? And so making a good decision is a lot more enticing to women, to men, to children, to everybody. That's a lot more enticing.
Absolutely.
Than throwing yourself under the bus. Anybody can do that. But not anybody can actually stop and breathe and get oxygen to the prefrontal lobe right here so that they can actually do logic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you, guys, there are things that we can survive better. I'm not saying there's a magic formula, but things that we can survive better if we realize I'm not meant to handle everything. I'm not meant to take on everything. You're not meant to handle all that stress. You're not meant to handle all of the depression that comes on you. You're not meant to take every bullet that somebody fires at you. The best way to survive and see the next day sometimes is just get out of the way. In your book, Cynthia, you wrote a book. In your book, Wars to Peace, you discuss disarming ourselves to avoid war. We have to disarm ourselves to avoid war. Tell us more about this and how this allows us to put on our capes, saving ourselves, and what this looks like in a practical sense in our daily lives. I'm going to put your book up here real quick.
Thank you.
That's the book right there, guys. There it is.
Thank you very much. Yes. Well, you know, one of the reasons I wrote that book was a lot of it was geared toward men, because men are game changers. And if they get sold in and they're like, wow, then they're game changers. Okay. Women, we like to read it, but we don't always follow it. We think we follow it, but not all the time. Right. And so this is where it's really important for anyone to really know their threshold. And so where's my threshold? And I don't need to be embarrassed about what my threshold is. So think about, you know, if somebody tickles you, right? It's like funny in the beginning, but if they won't stop, it's really bad. And so this is where we want to say to ourselves, I need to know my own limits. I need to know my own threshold so that I can actually help myself and not create a deeper hole for myself.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. Guys, let me show you the book. I want you guys to see this book. It is a great book. It is right here. Cynthia, Wars to Peace. It is showing us how to disarm ourselves so we can get to this place of peace, because a lot of times we are fighting. And we're fighting battles that we realize we can win. And it seems impossible. But we are fighting things that we can win. And a lot of times, since you know what? We're not dodging bullets. We're sitting there trying to take on every shot that someone throws at us. Because you know why? Because we got our guns loaded. We're going to come at them too. We're going to shoot right back. So, right. And we're talking about capes being your, whenever me though, I'm like this, whenever I see a cape or a hero that wore a cape, always thought about someone who was there to rescue me, who was coming to bring some help, who always brought some hope, who always brought an enlightenment, who always came to say, hey, they were very selfless and an unselfish person, and they would come and bring hope. To me, a cape meant hope. And when we put on our capes, we are bringing hope to ourselves. What are some ways that you can be contacted, Cynthia? Because I know that people said, well, Cynthia, I like what you're saying. How can I contact you?
CynthiaHyatt@gmail.com. And what I remind people is my name is phonetically perfect. CynthiaHyatt.
Yeah. There you go, guys. CynthiaHyatt@gmail.com. And this is your website. I'm going to put that up there. There you go. That's your website, guys. Go there. Great information. Great information. Cynthia, what is something that you would say to encourage someone right now? And they say, you know what, Cynthia, I would like to put on that cape. I've been waiting for someone else my life. I would like to put that cape on. What is something that you could say to encourage someone right now that needs to encourage that needs to be encouraged, that's facing a difficult time?
I usually remind people that if you're afraid, the best way to deal with fear is to be courageous. Mm. So the courageous doesn't have to be like life-threatening or something. Okay?
Correct.
It just means I'm going to go to bed on time. Okay? So that I can at least do my, I'm setting myself up good for the next day. Okay, or courageous could be, I'm going to call that friend and apologize and say, you know, I was out of line. I shouldn't have talked that way. Or I'm going to call the friend and say, you know, I have to talk to you about how you treated me.
Correct.
So it's the courage that we need to get back in our lives. And the hardest part of it is because we're so mechanized, everything looks beautiful. I mean, our cities are beautiful. Our cars are amazing. Our bodies look beautiful. I mean, you know, and we forget that that's not really who we are.
Correct.
Okay? You know, it's like I tell clients all the time, I say, you know, I feel really sorry for my body, okay, because I haven't always treated it well. And my body doesn't get to go to heaven. Only me. I get to go. So I started having a lot more compassion on my body. Because it's like, this is the only life it gets. No wonder it wants to act out.
Poor thing. Should have left out.
Yeah.
You get eternity and I get what? Dirt?
Yeah, exactly. You just become dust, right? Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Guys, I told you this is going to be an amazing episode. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining. Thank you for being here. Capes, guys. When I think about, let me show this video again, guys. I got to do it.
Okay.
You got to zoom this way, Amir. Come on, Mr. Zoom. Zoom. When I think about that video, we were at an event at the zoo here in Birmingham, and it was for JDRF, which is for type 1 diabetes. Well, my grandson is 2 years old and was diagnosed at one with type 1 diabetes. Mm. And so he takes his insulin shots like a champ. They don't bother him. He knows he has to take his shot. He knows how to check his blood sugar with his meter. He knows what he try to tell you what the number is. You know, he knows all those things. And facing that challenge, he puts that cape on and he faces his individual challenge. Right. Guys, we have the opportunity. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. We have the opportunity to put on our capes and become our own hero. We have the opportunity to put on our capes and face our challenges. We have the opportunity to say, I am no longer going to allow this to control me. I'm putting on my cape. Many of us can say that we like a hero for one reason or another, and we can become, I mean, we can become our own hero. We can become the hero of our own stories. We don't have to wait for someone's permission to put on our capes and become the hero we need in our lives concerning our own mental health. Put on your cape and become your hero. Cynthia, thank you.
Yeah, it's about being an overcomer.
See that?
Yes.
That's Cynthia knows it. You know it, man. Cynthia knows you. You put that cape on, Cynthia, and things change.
That's right.
When he was enjoying himself at the zoo, but mm-hmm. when he put that cape on, you saw him instantly. He said, "I'm going to Zoom." He said, "I'm taking off."
And this is where I always want to challenge men and say, you have got to get back to who you know you are. And don't be taking on what all of the society is doing and stealing from you.
Exactly.
The thing that God has given you. And that is your strength, your perseverance, okay? Your ability to bounce back. I mean, these are
correct.
Things I love about men, you know? And you can see why the enemy of our soul would want to kill all the men.
He doesn't want them to bounce back. He knows it's tough to make someone quit whose mind made up they will not.
That's right.
Yeah, let me say that again. It's tough to make someone quit whose mind is already made up they will not. I don't care what you bring on them. They're going to put that cape on. They're not quitting. Guys, listen, it's been an exciting time here on the show. Thank you, Cynthia Hyatt, for being here.
Let's say one thing.
Go for it. You got to say it.
Travis,
yes.
You are an overcomer, okay? Because think of what you had to do trying to get this show on. I would give up. I'm like, I'm out of here. I can't. And you made this happen. And I'm so glad that you did. So thank you.
But, no, I appreciate it. Listen, I told you, I do it every day. I've learned to do it. I've learned to try to do it well. I try to do it with the spirit of excellence. Considering all the things I told you about, so I try to consider that when helping someone because it can't be, it's not always easy. It's
right.
not.
Right.
And it takes someone being patient, and sometimes you do have to put on that cape.
That's right.
Oh, you do. you know you do. Let me get this out of here and get this right because if I don't, somebody's going to say something to me. There we go. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, you can listen to us on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. We gotta go! Peace! Take care, y'all!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.